This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As the calendar approaches the midway point of July, the weather forecast appears to be lining up to provide near ideal conditions for a critical segment of the growing season. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the 8 to 14 day outlook for July 15th through the 21st shows a weather pattern very favorable for crop development in Iowa.
This is kind of on a broken record here. We've been saying this week after week, but we are expecting near or above normal temperatures and rainfall nearly nationwide. In terms of precipitation, again, most of the country receiving ample to even surplus rainfall at times.
Rippey says that moisture is needed for crop growth at this point of the year because of the amount of evaporation taking place.
This time of year, most rain is good. We are at a time of year where we're at kind of the peak sun angle. Evaporation is high because of the higher temperatures. Evapotranspiration is at one of its highest points of the year, where trees and crops and plants are using as much moisture as they can pull from either rain or from the soil moisture. And so it's good to keep things well watered this time of year. Obviously, there are exceptions to that when too much falls too quickly, or in severe thunderstorms where you can get the high winds, the large hail, and isolated tornadoes. So there's always a side to it where you can get too much of a good thing.
He adds that rainfall during the reproductive phase of the growing season is essential for crop development.
For the most part, rain is good this time of year as crops move into and through reproduction. That would be looking at things like corn silking and beyond, soybeans blooming and beyond. Critical time, you want to keep the temperatures down into the 80s to lower 90s. You want to keep the moisture coming on a regular basis, and that's exactly what we see coming for the Midwest and other major crop production areas.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.